From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with David and Valerie Mayfield, a dynamic bluegrass duo with amazing tight harmonies and a truly beautiful blend of talent. Stay tuned for the music and stories coming up on Red Barn Radio.
I'm blowing out on a highway, listen to the big truck whine. I'm going out on a highway, listen to the big truck whine. Hi-ya. Oh, why, Freightliner, won't you steal away my mind? Oh, New Mexico ain't bad, though, the people here, they treat you kind. Oh, New Mexico ain't bad, though, the people here, they treat you kind. Hi-ya. Oh, why, Freightliner, won't you steal away my mind? There's bad news from Houston, half my friends are dying. Oh, there's bad news from Houston, half my friends are dying. Oh, why, Freightliner, won't you steal away my mind?
I'll pick it, huh?
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts.
Oh, Lord, I'm gonna ramble till I get back to where I came. Oh, Lord, I'm gonna ramble till I get back to where I came. So that white freight liner's gonna haul away my brain. Hey, hey.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm your host, Donald Mason, and I'm glad to be here for Red Barn Radio's 449th performance. We come to you live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Red Barn stage, David and Valerie Mayfield.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Donald Newsom, with David and Valerie Mayfield. Here's Donald.
Well, it's warmer here than where you started from today, right?
That's right.
With David and Valerie Mayfield here on Red Barn Radio. Let's go way back to when it all started. I guess, Valerie, ladies first. Sorry, David.
No problem.
You have to wait for a second.
How did
you get involved in music at an early age?
Well, my dad and brother played bluegrass music, and that was pretty much the only kind of music I knew, except maybe for a few Fats Domino records that I had laying around that I really loved. Besides that, it was all Bill Monroe and Ralph Stanley and Don Reno and Red Smiley and Jimmy Martin, and the list goes on and on, the Osborne Brothers, and I would listen to them all day, and then my dad bought me a Loretta Lynn album, and I just fell in love with her, and I would sing all day long, and my dad needed a bass player in his bluegrass band, and I wanted to play the mandolin, but he said, no, we need a bass player, so I didn't appreciate it at the time, but I should have, and I think that taught me a lot. And so we played every Saturday night at the Strand Theater in Alliance, Ohio, and we played every Sunday morning at a church on WFAH on a radio station. We did that every single weekend from 8 years old. I don't know how long all my life that I can remember. And that taught me a lot. And then to find out later that my now husband here, David Mayfield, was there too, weren't you? You were at the Strand Theater sometime when I was there and we didn't know each other. So I thought that was kind of cool.
I've never been to heaven, not the one on high, but I have been to heaven just the same, carried by an angel off to paradise. In her arms she carried me away. Well, I may never see it, but I know that it's real. I've never been to heaven, but I know how it feels. I've never been a gambler, but I lost it all the moment that she turned and walked away, taking foolish chances with my baby's love, a loser at my own two-time game. I knew it was a long shot, still I spun the wheel. I've never been a gambler, but I know how it feels. Never been in prison behind those cold gray walls, but I am a prisoner just the same. Longing for my freedom, I hear the highway call, a prisoner of her memories bound and chained. Well, I may not be locked up behind concrete and steel. I've never been in prison, but I know how it feels. Yeah, I may not be locked up behind concrete and steel. I've never been in prison, but I know how it feels.
Do You say you started on bass kind of begrudgingly to your dad. When did you actually get to pick up the mandolin like you wanted?
I actually never got to get a mandolin until after I married my husband. As that story goes, can I tell that story?
Sure,
you might as
right.
well.
I tell it all the time on stage, but I said, I'd sure like to play the mandolin. And he says, well, if you want a mandolin, he said, go get you a job and get you one. And I did. The only thing I can remember in my lifetime that I got on the credit, you know, and I was paying $50 a month. And when I brought my mandolin home, I set it down in a corner. I plunked on it a little bit, and I thought, oh, what have I done? This thing's extremely harder than I thought. But I loved listening to Clarence White and all these newer versions, more of a progressive modern bluegrass that I hadn't heard from, you know, that compared to what we had, the records we had at my father's house. And I was just like in a whole new world because he had Ricky Skaggs and Keith Whitley and, you know, it was Boone Creek.
Tony Rice.
Yeah. And, you know, the Manzanita album. And I'm listening to all this stuff and I'm just like, oh my goodness, you know. And I was actually telling him to come listen to his own albums. But he's like, yeah, I know, they're my albums. They're great. You know?
There is a time for love and laughter. Days will pass like summer storm. The autumn wind will follow after. There is love, and love is warm. There is a time for us to wonder. Time is young, and so are we. With our greener over yonder, path is new, the world is free. So when you're roam and in the springtime, find your love in the summer sun. Frost will come and bring your harvest. You can rest when the day is done. There is a time for us to wonder. Time is young and so are we. With our greener over yonder, path is new, the world is free. Time when leaves are falling, with our gray the path to roll. Winter comes, the geese are calling. I need a fire against the cold. There is a time for us to wonder. Time is young, and so are we. With our greener over yonder, path is new, the world is free. Path is new, the world is free. Path is new.
If you've just joined us, we're with David and Valerie Mayfield on Red Barn Radio.
Now, David, I made you wait in the corner for a while. Don't put baby in the corner, but you can put David in the corner.
Okay, no problem. I'm used to it.
What's your story to how you picked up some instruments?
Well, my grandparents played guitar and fiddle, and I had two uncles that played everything. And I grew up playing for square dances every Saturday night in Reidsville, West Virginia. The square dance music was fine, the fiddle music and everything, and then I heard a five-string banjo, and it just blew me away, and then I was hooked on bluegrass. And I started playing bluegrass when I was 18, had a bluegrass band, and we had a band called The Bottom Line, and Missy Raines was a bass player for us for a while, and she's pretty prominent in bluegrass today. And we did that for a while, and then we were having our kids and working jobs and things, and then we started a country band. It was a bluegrass country band. It was in the 90s when line dancing was just getting real big. For some reason, we could nail country back then because it was Ricky Skaggs, Marty Stewart, Keith Whitley, Patti Loveless, and we could just nail that.
I'm going there.
said he'd meet me when I come.
I'm just going over Jordan. I'm only going over
David was like 12 years old. He joined us on the bass. And about that time is when the line dancer was kind of winding down. And we went back to playing bluegrass music with David. And then Jesse joined us when she was 8. And the band was called One Way Rider, back when the family band. So that's basically my story. And then here we are back on doing it again.
So Valerie had an album that got pushed out by other acts such as Bill Monroe, and rightfully so. But any recollections of something that was a little bit off country or bluegrass that you might have had on vinyl back then?
I had a weird, was called Sebastian Bach Beethoven Bluegrass album.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Durango Reinhardt.
Durango Reinhardt.
Yeah.
Actually, my favorite album was Larry Rice, Mr. Poverty. Mm-hmm. That one still... It's not real obscure, but that was one of my favorites. I had the Newgrass type music, and I never had the Bill Monroe and the Jimmy Martin influence that she had. So we came from different backgrounds. So when I was in my early 20s, I joined a band called Footsteps of Tradition, and they did only Bill Monroe, Stanley, and Flat and Scruggs songs only. So I had to go back to school to learn that stuff. But that was interesting. But yeah, we've kind of melted together both our influences, the Newgrass and the old stuff, so...
Was in the spring we met each other, and by chance the seed was sown. Now 15 years we've been together, and our love, how big it's grown. And you're the one who wears my ring, and these hard times don't mean a thing. I may be poor, but I'm a king. You are the sweetest song I sang. Now no one knows how big our love is, how two hearts can beat as one. Your smiling eyes and way of kissing, a loving touch when day is done. And you're the one who wears my ring, and these hard times don't mean a thing. I may be poor, but I'm a king. You are the sweetest song I sang. Some people plan for the future. They build a house and save their pain. They need a sign to go on living. But I know a better way. And you're the one who wears my ring. And these hard times don't mean a thing. I may be poor, but I'm a king. You are the sweetest song I sang. I may be poor, but I'm a king. You are the sweetest song I sang.
You mentioned that you were kind of drawn to the banjo.
Learn to play a little bit. Val can play it more than I can. Our son David's been playing it. He can play anything.
Can't mess around. It's like I mess around with the guitar, but, too, and the fiddle.
Yeah, I always play guitar or bass. I played bass and guitar, and I play the mandolin a little bit of fiddle. I just love the sound of a banjo. I never really wanted to play one. I just wanted to play with one.
We've slowed down a lot. We're working in Nashville like 4 shows, 7 days a week, wasn't it? And then we slowed down some of those shows because the kids were so young. And then we had to return home because my parents were ill. And we started looking after them. And we got into like regular job scene, and our playing was getting less and less. And the kids, we had encouraged them, well, keep going. And then we were very excited and happy to hear, we watched them. We lived vicariously through them on Facebook. And then we're excited when they both have major record deals, and they are going on, and they should, because they're both extremely talented. And we would go work their merch tables, and their fans would come up and say, why aren't you two playing? And I'm like, you really want us to play? And I'm going, you know, I miss it. And then we had a kind of a life-changing thing happen, huh?
Yeah, I got fired.
Yeah, he lost his job. We tell it all.
I didn't lose it. They fired me.
Yeah, I try to soften it up a little bit and say that, but he always tells the truth.
The wind is cold, I walk alone, my head is hanging low, the only friend is within myself, it's the only. Soon be
Dave likes to clarify this song. His next song is, he says this is one of the reasons women don't like him. Is that
just
right?
One of them.
Just
yeah.
One of the reasons? Okay. All right, kick her off, son.
Now the Bible tells a story about Adam's rib, how the Lord made a woman for companionship. The first thing she did was take a bite of that forbidden fruit. Well, I guess we'll be paying till the end of time. At least that's how it is with that woman of mine. Oh, Lord, I think I want my rib back. Well, this is wrong, and honey, that ain't right. I'm working, trying to please that woman day and night. She's never satisfied, although I try to do the best that I can. This is gonna change her, honey, I'm gonna leave. I won't let evolution make a monkey out of me. Oh, Lord, I think I want my rib back. Got a hole in my wallet and a pain in my side. Ever since I made that little girl my blushing bride, her daddy calls her angel and her mama calls her three times a night. Her cousin's on my sofa and her sister drives my car. Her brother drinks my liquor like my house was a bar. Oh Lord, I think I want my rib back. Well, this is wrong and honey, that ain't right. I'm working, trying to please that woman day and night.
She's coming up, more Red Barn Radio with David and Valerie Mayfield, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back.
Her daddy calls her angel and her mama calls her three times a night. Her cousin's on my sofa and her sister drives my car. Her brother drinks my liquor like my house was a bar. Oh Lord, I think I want my rib back. Well, this is wrong and honey, that ain't right. I'm working, trying to please that woman day and night. She's never satisfied, although I try to do the best that I can. This is gonna change her, honey, I'm gonna leave. I won't let evolution make a monkey out of me. Oh, Lord, I think I want my rib back. Oh, Lord, I think I want my rib back.
If I needed you, would you come to me? Would you come to me for to ease my pain? If you needed me, I would come to you. I would swim to sea for to ease your pain.
Welcome back. Tonight, we're with David and Valerie Mayfield, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky.
Baby's with me now, since I showed her how to place her little hand in mine. Who would ill agree? She's a sight to see, a treasure for the poor to find.
If I needed you, would you come to me? Would you come to me for to ease my pain? If you needed me, I would come to you. I would swim the sea for to ease your pain. If I needed you.
Called me and he said, it's 11 o'clock, and I said, "It's what's wrong?" And he says, "I'm coming home." And I said, "Well, it's only 11 o'clock. Why are you coming home?" And he said, "Well, they fired me." And I said, "Well, you know what?" And I'm looking at our son's guitar that he left at the house because he has a Taylor guitar endorsement. And I'm looking at that guitar talking to him, and I said, "You know what? I'm glad you just come on home, honey, and we're going to go back out on the road, and we're going to start picking again." And it's like circles traveled. It's been a real adventure this whole last year, picking anywhere and everywhere, right, Dave?
Yes, we survived somehow.
Dynamic bluegrass duo.
Yeah, we got a fist bump going on for all you radio listeners.
Doesn't matter what I want, doesn't matter what I need. Doesn't matter if I cry, it doesn't matter if I bleed. You've been on a road, you don't know where it goes or where it leaves. Ooh. Doesn't matter what I want, doesn't matter what I need. You've made up your mind to go, I won't beg you to stay. You've been in a cage, throw it to the wind and fly away. Doesn't matter what I want, it doesn't matter what I need. Doesn't matter if I cry, it doesn't matter if I bleed. Feel the sting of tears falling down this face you've loved for years.
Y'all have some of these songs that y'all are just going a million miles an hour on. Y'all have like contests at home to see who can pick the fastest?
No, just pretty much lately just to see, trying to keep from picking them too fast because some of them, I told him, I said, we just kind of have to slow a few of these down. I think we just have such a good time, you know, when we start jamming out and we're just like get into a little new grassy kind of more progressive style. But you know, when they started with us, we started, you know, we were in the front, and then the children were kind of worked their way up to the front, and we just kind of worked our way to the back as they got older and older. And next thing you know, they're fronting the family band now, you know, and they're just taking over. And so we were more than happy to see that happen too. Sometimes though, I think David can pick so fast.
Yeah, he's phenomenal. Mandolin player and guitar and bass player too. He's just, anything that kid picks up, he can play.
And now Jessica is playing everything,
yeah,
too.
Jessie's, yeah, playing lead guitar now on all her records.
She has a whole rack of guitars behind her when she's on stage, and plays a little on the mandolin, too. So, yeah, you know, we're just happy to see him picking and playing and enjoying it.
I know your life on earth was troubled, and only you could know the pain. You weren't afraid to face the devil. You were no stranger to the rain. Go rest high on that mountain, son, your word. Go to heaven a-shouting love for the Father and the Son. How we cried the day you left us. We gathered round your grave to grieve. I wish I could see the angels' faces when they hear your sweet voice sing. Go rest high, son, your work on earth is done. Go to heaven a-shouting love for the Father and the Son. Go rest high on that mountain, son, your work on earth done. Go to heaven a-shouting love for the Father and the Son. Love for the Father and the Son.
You're now back on the road. The kids kind of came up with music around them, and now they're blazing the trail through America as well, kind of doing their own thing. And you all have been talking about doing an album with David Ray, but, you know, he's on the road so much. But is that something you're going to try to orchestrate a little bit down the road?
Well, we made our last CD at Tiger's Paw Studios in Nashville with David.
Okay.
And so he's moved his studio up to Warren, Ohio now. And whenever he's available, we could. It's like 15 minutes from
he's
our house.
Nominated.
Yeah,
producer,
he was
so
nominated for a Grammy for producing records, so he's a good guy to know. Yeah, so Jessie has her own studio in her home. Her husband is an engineer.
Maybe we can catch one of them home soon and get a CD made, hopefully.
Down in the Willow Garden, where me and my love did meet, was there I courted that dear little girl. Dropped off to sleep. I had a bottle of burgundy wine, which my true love did not know. And there I poisoned that dear.
Charlie Munro, Dave.
Just joined us. Tonight, we're with David and Valerie Mayfield. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
When we went to Nashville, we have an old bus. It's Bill Monroe's old bus. It's a bluegrass breakdown. The kids, Jesse was 8 and David was like 13, they would jump off the bus when a tour bus came into town and stand in front of that tour bus and play for tips and come back over and say, "Dad, we just made $70. And I knew Jesse was 8 years
good?
Old.
Go, yeah, that's really good.
Yeah,
that's
Jesse
really good.
Was singing Loretta Lynn songs in Nashville when she was 8 years old on the street. We played the Gibson Guitar Cafe. They had the music piped outside, and we'd see a crowd of people coming down Broadway, and we'd throw her up on stage, and she'd do a Loretta Lynn song and pack the place. So we kind of knew when she was 8 years old she had something going on.
Well, actually, when they were little, they were homeschooled, of course, because of us playing music, and they would play music with us. The one thing that really caught my attention is that a lot of musicians, or going to be musicians, listen to kind of obscure music that's, you know, different types. And that was what was happening in our little house, was there was some kind of music coming out of the bedroom, and this one, the other bedroom, there was another type of music. And I thought, oh, I think they're going to grow up and be musicians. And I was a little bit of afraid of that life, you know. It just wasn't really pushing it. But then we wanted to raise them to do their own thing. We studied about it and read a lot of the hard times and the stories, so.
Childhood living. It's easy to do things that you wanted. I bought them for you. Graceless lady, you know who I am. You know I can't let you slide through my hands. Wild horses couldn't drag me away. Wild, wild horses, we'll ride them someday. You suffer a darling in pain. Now you decided to show me the same. No sweeping exits or offstage lines could make me feel bitter or treat you unkind. Why? Wild horses couldn't drag me away. Wild, wild horses, we'll ride them someday. dreamed you. Ain't sin and ain't lie. Now I have my freedom, but I don't have much time. Faith has been broken. Tears must be cried. Let's do some living after we die. Wild horses couldn't drag me away. Wild, wild horses will ride them someday. Wild horses couldn't drag me away. Wild, wild horses will ride them someday.
When we first met, it's just like we knew that we wanted to play music together, and we just kept doing it through all the hard times.
You all are kind of on that edge, like we were talking about, with that traditional bluegrass, with a little bit more of the new grass, a little bit heavier, you know, picking, faster picking. Where do you see this going into the future?
Well, I'd like to see it stay more like the old school. I like, you know, the acoustic instruments and maybe singing around one mic and just keep it the old classic country, old classic bluegrass, and the old classic newgrass, I guess, keep that alive.
Yeah, so now that's even old now, yeah. But, told our daughter, I said, maybe we should get a drum or something, and we can be a little more hip, you know, and get in there and do some of this. And then she says, no, no, Mom and Dad. She said, just keep doing what you're doing. And I'm like, okay.
How many times have you heard someone say, if I had his money, I'd do things my own way. But little that they know, it's so hard to find one rich man in ten with a satisfied mind. Well, once I was waiting in fortune and fame, everything that I'd hoped for to get a start in life's game. Then suddenly it happened, I lost every dime. But I'm richer by far with a satisfied mind. Cause money can't buy back your youth when you're old, or a friend when you're lonely, or a love that's grown cold. The wealthiest person is a pauper at times, compared to the man with a satisfied mind. When my life is over and my time is no more, and I'm there with my loved ones who have gone on before, one thing that is certain, when it comes my time, I'll leave this old world with a satisfied mind. Cause money can't buy back your youth when you're old, or a friend when you're lonely, or a love that's grown cold. The wealthiest person is a pauper at times, compared to the man satisfied mind compared to the man with a satisfied mind.
I'd like to thank our guests, David and Valerie Mayfield, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. I'd also like to thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald Mason, your host of Red Barn Radio. Until we meet again, keep it spinning.
Oh, the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Yeah, the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. March wind's gonna blow all my cares away. I know you riders gonna miss me when I'm gone. I know you riders gonna miss me when I'm gone. Gonna miss you, baby, from rolling in your arms. I was a headlight on a northbound train. Yeah, I wish I was a headlight on a northbound train. I'd shine my light through the cool Colorado rain. I know you riders gonna miss me when I'm gone. I know you riders gonna miss me when I'm gone. Gonna miss you, baby, from rolling in your arms. Gonna miss you.
your baby from rolling in your arms.
Thanks a lot, Red Barn Radio. Thank you, Lexington, Kentucky. We're David and Valerie Mayfield. Please like us on Facebook. We love you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank David and Valerie Mayfield for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redbarnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was written and performed by the Downtown County Band. The full version of this song can be heard on their CD release under the title Monterey Blues. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.